This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Slow Burn Theater Company has made a name for itself in just a few short years by presenting unique musical theater that is seldom, if ever, produced in South Florida. Co-artistic directors Matthew Korinko and Patrick Fitzwater have poured their hearts and souls into this venture, and the results have been nothing less than astonishing. Matthew and Patrick told me about some of the history of Slow Burn and what their philosophy is in running a successful company.
Our first wildly successful as far as attendance show was Rocky Horror. When we did the Rocky Horror show, it brought people out that don't even go see live theater because they needed that feather in their cap. They needed to say, well, I've seen every version of this, that, and the other thing, and now I've actually seen the live stage show without the movie involved, without da-da-da-da-da. And we always thought that that would be some, you know, pie-in-the-sky benchmark that we'd never reach again because it's an enigma. It's because it's Rocky Horror. And as we moved on, Urinetown came very close to matching those numbers.
Into the Woods did.
So it wasn't this enigma. It was there were people that wanted to see this. They wanted to buy what we were selling. And
Avenue Q broke even Rocky Horror records.
Yep.
By the second weekend, we were basically sold out.
We attained the level of success that we do is because we basically got the same core of people that started with Bat Boy. And we know each other. And we know we have a collective goal. And nobody's trying to get rich. Nobody's trying to move on. We're all in this together, be it Lance, our lighting designer, Ian, our set designer, Tracy, our sound designer, Rick, our costume designer, and the two of us. Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
We've got amazingly talented people that are all in it for the same reason, and we're getting to know one another. So we know that sometimes we need to start this a little earlier,
mm-hmm.
or they know that. It's becoming much more of a turnkey thing than it ever was. Is that, you know, we're going into it, we have our production meeting, and we go knowing that they're on it and that it's going to happen.
I think also a big success is, because I do work so closely with the designers, is the fact is not becoming stagnant. So every time we come into a show, we're like, now what can we do? We did that, now what can we do? And sometimes, obviously it makes it more challenging, but at the same time, it keeps you energized. It's very much, you know, if you're shooting for the moon, even if you don't hit the moon, you still land in the stars type of thing. So that's where we keep pushing. And I think that's really where you're seeing the growth in the shows, is that we're all excited and energized and not, oh, it's time to make the donuts again. You know what I mean? I think it's important, too, as producers and owning a theater company, is to not let your ego get in the way. So by adding extra weekends and things like that and going up for certain accolades, if you will, that's sometimes a pat to your own self, pat on the back, and it's really, is it about you or is it about what you're creating for the actors and the actresses and the audience? So making those decisions at this point, I think it's more important to focus on our audience and keeping our brand around. Just putting it back into the show and rewarding the audience instead of really rewarding ourselves.
Slow Burn Theater's summer production is The Wedding Singer, which will be performed June 21st through the 30th. For tickets and more information, visit slowburntheater.org. You can follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.